2190.
Kermit?
Yes, Mr. President.
Well, I got Orville Freeman's got a memo here. He's got plenty of time to write. Concern me deeply. My concern does not represent personal sensitivity. Ha ha ha. The agriculture and the department have been a convenient political punching bag. Therefore, I'm taking the liberty to set down a few simple facts. As stands now, get out your sheet so you can see what he's talking about. We will have cut expenditures in the agriculture budget from the 64 estimate. Well, now, 64 estimate, that don't amount to a damn thing. What we're talking about is 64 expenditures, isn't that right?
Mr. President, the one thing you got to bear in mind on the agriculture budget is it has two big pieces. One is estimated expenditures by the Commodity Credit Corporation. This is a pure estimate. Nobody knows what CCC is going to do in the course of the budget year because you don't know what the weather's going to be like and what crops are going to be like. And this is... These estimates are notoriously poor. The part of the agriculture budget that you can really focus on as a measure of how tight their program is the part of the budget other than CCC expenditures. It's roughly half and half. I think actually CCC expenditures come to about $3.5 billion and the rest comes to about $2.5 to $3 billion. But the important thing to look at from a management point of view and a personnel point of view is expenditures other than CCC.
Well, he said he's got 5,000 farm committeemen coming in. He's got some part-time people in forestry and all that calls it. Now, what I'd like you to do is take this letter.
Yes.
And not be unjust.
I try not to be, Mr. President.
I know it, but be just as close to being unjust as you can.
Yes, friends, outside, please.
Thank you.
Don't get unfair or unjust with him, but let's just say, yes, you've given me 7 reasons why you can't keep this thing down. But nevertheless, we're going to keep it down and answer any argument he's got if you can answer.
Yeah.
If you can't, why, just get me a letter that will get him away from writing memos, which take up time, my time and his time, and cost us extra money, and see if he can't do some saving.
Will you send this to me, Mr. President?
Yeah, he says we must have some pesticide research. We must have meat and poultry inspection demands grow with more plants and more animals and more chickens and more people. Well, that old argument, I hear that every day.
Well, Mr. President, I think he's picked 2 pretty good examples there. I know about both of them, and I think he's right on both of them. The real question with agriculture is whether they've got to continue all of their old and, I think, semi-obsolete programs at the present level while they add new ones. I'm on his side on pesticides and meat and poultry inspection. I think he's got a good case, but I don't think he has a good case for a lot of old programs.
Why didn't you give him some help in those fields if he's got a good case?
In pesticides and in inspection. Jobs that he's asking for, he really needs. Actually, he came into the Budget Bureau with a number much, much larger than that. As I remember, he had one program he wanted to expand, real estate loans through the Farmers Home Administration that would have added 1,500 jobs right there. Actually about 3,800, I think, something like that. They're very close to that, Mr. President.
That's using the year-end employment.
That's right.
Take this from my standpoint. I can write him a letter, but I think it's better for you to prepare a judicious letter, but a pretty strong one.
For your signature, Mr. President.
My signature.
Yeah.
And say thank you for your memos. I've got a good many of them this week, and I've enjoyed reading them.
Uh-huh.
But that's one of the problems we've got. We've got too many memos.
Uh-huh.
And then let's put out on some of these employees. I know the difference between us. $3,500 and subtraction $3,500. He's setting a bad example, even if it is for this.
expenditures and personnel for fiscal 65 over and beyond the reductions which we gave them in the Budget Bureau estimates. And I'm saying I'm doing this at your direction and that you personally will review the submission of overall.
All right. Give up the I told Pierre about it yesterday. He said he had too much more money to give out this morning.
Well, you just check in and see it tomorrow.
Well, what?
So what's given out to us? What happened to our gimmick on our grants to states?
We're going to be able to do that, Mr. President. We're just working on the technical details, and we're going to need some changes in legislation, and we're going to get a lot of pushback from some of the states and universities, but I think we can do it, and I think maybe we're something like $300 to $400 million right now. That's our present budget.
All right. Is anybody going up on you, or are you holding pretty firm that you gave me on the vote? November 30th.
The expenditures number?
Yeah.
I think, Mr. President, that we can come out somewhere in the range 99 to 100. Exactly where
it will fall right now, I don't know, and we can do some trimming at the last minute. But I'm fairly confident we can keep it within that range.
Just trim every minute that we can. I wonder, is that what the measure you buy, or the measure you buy appropriate?
The first thing they look at, what the press pays attention to, Mr. President, is expenditures. This is the symbolic thing. The people in Congress, and particularly the appropriations committees and the specialists, pay just as much attention to appropriations. Now, in appropriations, too, I think we're going to have a pretty good story. You remember last year, the budget asked for almost $108 billion in appropriations, $107.9 billion. Our present number is somewhere in the
regions. The request will actually be below, I'm certain, will be below the request last year. What we're going to get this year in appropriations
is something like the Congress has cut the budget.
Very small one in relation to past increases in appropriations of something like $3 to $3.5 billion. And I think that's a pretty good story, too. But I think we've got to watch the appropriations because although the press and the editorial writers look at expenditures, the appropriation committees look at appropriations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, on his figures, he says that the his fixed
estimate was $7,466,700,
approximately $1.5 billion. When NOA is concerned, there will be a $220 million increase, but this is occasioned by the need to reinstate the capital in the Commodity
That's
Credit
right.
Corporation
That's
previously
right.
expended.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you the numbers on that, Mr. President. As I say, if you look at the whole agriculture number, it means practically nothing. You've got to separate out estimated CCC expenditures over which you have no control. If there's a bumper cotton crop, you spend a lot of money. If there isn't, you don't spend so much. And these estimates are very unreliable, and that's about half the agriculture budget. Now, to look at how agriculture is doing its job and running its programs, what you've got to look at is the part of that number which is other than CCC expenditures, and I'll be happy to give you those numbers.
All right, well, it looks like here that you've got $3,346,000 for agriculture CCC and other expenditures, $2,573,000, which makes about $5,947,000 that he's talking
that's
about.
That's right, that's right. And that $2,500,000 for other expenditures, Mr. President, represents a very, very heavy cut that we made in the Budget Bureau and that the Agriculture Department appealed very vigorously.
Well, the thing that worries me is that he's up 4,000 or 5,000 employees, and I think that the papers of this country they think our farm program and our agriculture program could be considerably modified.
So do I.
And I think that when they look at the figures of how we've held every little commission and won't even let them gain two, yet agriculture jumps up 4,000 or 5,000 and they've defeated the wheat referendum and everything else, I think that they're going to ask why Freeman. So let's write him a memo and answer it. You bring it over for me to sign when you come over today, and I'll get this letter over to you immediately.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. President.